All right, up next, we've got Berkeley Social Scene doing Not Doomed.
Every day you read the papers, looking for some kind of sign, deciphering the coded message, reading your horoscope and mine.
And okay, this is another double up song fight entry, which is fine, but also, yeah, whatever. This is a good song, and I'm sure it will win song fight this week. I like the backing vocals, and I like the whistling a lot. The production is good, and the guitar work is very strong. But it's a little plodding in the tempo. The wordless stuff is just the backing vocals, not absolutely all that prominent, but they're really good backing vocals. And I like the non-wordless falsettos, or yeah, the non-wordless. So the, I'm sorry, I had to go back on my notes with that. Non-wordless, meaning having words. The falsetto stuff from Lenny in the pre-chorus, I thought that was really, really nice. But also, Electric Dreams, Dancing in the Dark. This is not the cliche challenge. This is the wordless vocal challenge.
Yeah, yeah. I would describe this song as an 80s rock ballad, but it's no Total Eclipse of the Heart. And it's not bad as far as these things go. I also like the call and response parts in the pre-chorus with Glennie. I thought that was very well done. And the guitar solo, I think, is appropriately epic. And Ken's vocals on the final chorus have a nice soaring quality to them, which I liked. So I'm impressed for nailing the sound, but like you... You know, I like the backing vocals, but I'm not sure that an ooh vowel sound is really embracing the spirit of the challenge. But, you know, whatever. The lyrics are fine, but I also thought they were a bit trite in places.
Yeah, I really got nothing to add. The lyrics were forgettable. The whistle was the best part of the song.